Welcome, everyone. This is Coaching in Session. My name is Michael Reardon, and I will be your mindset coach today. And today, we're going to be talking about the line in the sand mindset. Now, the line in the sand mindset is going to be maybe mixed with a little bit of ego, but it's not going to be enough to really affect the mindset in the sense of doing the wrong thing that is going to be purely emotional based. When we're trying to do things with the line in the sand mindset, we are coming from a place of confidence. We're coming from a place of understanding. We're coming from a place of wisdom. And when we do that, we are able to be so much better in the position, in the role in which we're standing our ground on. Because if you are an employee, maybe you're trying to go into work late most of the time, right? Your boss is going to say, listen, I understand you're young. I understand you have kids or whatever the excuse you need for the boss to not fire you. But the boss needs you there on time. The boss has a business. The boss can find someone who is not going to be late all the time. So the line in the sand for the boss to the employee is, I'm going to have to write you up. I'm going to have to reprimand you if you're coming in late. I can't have you come in late. If you come in late, there's going to be consequences. Sometimes it could be dock and pay. Sometimes it could be termination. But then for the employee, can they also draw that line in the sand for the boss? Yes, they can. It might not be about, well, I'll come in when I want, boss, but it's going to be, I'm not going to allow you to belittle me. So let's switch the roles for a second. The employee comes in always on time, but the boss is berating, saying they're not doing good work, constant negative. Guess what? Now that employee is going to say, I'm not going to stand for this negativity. I'm not going to stand for your backtalk. I'm not going to stand for your gossip about me when I'm doing everything I need to be doing and I'm supposed to be doing. That right there could be the line in the sand. Everyone has that aspect. It doesn't matter about role. It doesn't matter about gender. It matters about you and what you're going to stand for. And today we're going to be talking about that in my most recent blog, The Line in the Sand Mindset, and how it can help elevate not only your life, but the lives around you. All right, everyone, if you're new to the channel, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and to share the video and the audio to help build a community of like-minded individuals. So today we're going to be talking about the line in the sand, and that mindset is basically just saying that we can look at life a bit differently. The life that most people are living is a life full of conformity, full of following what society says and what they think they need to do versus what they want to do. The line in the sand can be for others, but it can also be for ourselves. And I go quite in depth in this blog because I understand that this mindset is going to be something that many people are trying to reach. They might not know it, but consciously they're thinking about it, but subconsciously they're dreaming about it and they want it so much in their life. So this right here is going to be that guide to help you get that idea that you have in your mind out, because you have conscious things that you're not going to be accepting. For example, you most likely won't let people just hit you, right? It's a line in the sand. You're not going to let someone hit you, but you might let someone talk bad about you. You might let someone gossip about you, right? It doesn't really harm you, but it can hurt you. So you might say, well, that's my line of saying, you're not going to touch me physically. But if you want, you can emotionally hurt me. You can verbally abuse me, assault me. But again, there are going to be people who say, you're not going to speak bad about me. You're not going to lay your hands on me. That's their line in the sand. Where is yours? Now, of course, that line in the sand can be about physical and emotional abuse, but then it can also be about what you want to do in your life. And this is where I really go into depth in the blog, because I'm talking about if you have standards for yourself, it could be dating, it could be career, it could be advancement, whatever, you are going to say, this is my line in the sand. I am not going to accept anything less than this. I'm not going to accept anything less than greatness. And as long as you have that mindset and you draw that line in the sand, you're always going to either go to that level or above that level. Sometimes people stay at that level. We can look at that in just a moment, but we do have to understand life is dynamic and we do have to be able to erase that line if we need to, adjust that line when we have to, there's going to be different aspects that are going to bring that line closer to us or further away from us. So let's learn how the line in the sand mindset can truly affect our life. So when we're looking at this type of mindset, we're trying to figure out how we can use this mindset to help elevate us. You might think that stubbornness and ego are going to play a factor, maybe even selfishness. Oh, this person is selfish because they're not letting me do this, or this person is so unreasonable. I love kids when they are always saying that their parent doesn't let them do something, or their parent is so restrictive. The parent drew the line in the sand for that kid. And listen, you're not going out. Curfew is at 9 p.m. Whatever it is, that is the line in the sand for the parent. And the child, the kid, they might resent that. They might say, oh, this is so bad. Like, I don't know how you could do this. My friend, their family, their mom, their dad, they don't do this. They allow him to play video games and stuff at night. Cool. That's his family. That's their life. And if you want to go live it, go live with them, right? A parent might say. But the line in the sand has been drawn. I like to call them expectations. I've talked about this several times on the podcast. I believe I even have blogs and episodes on the power of expectations, what expectations are, and how they can be effective. Because as a teacher, I believe one of the reasons why I was so effective in my position, not because I was a man, not because I was black, not because I knew how to teach, but because I had expectations. The expectations laid the foundation for all of the students in the classroom. They were right there in front of them. There was, I think, 4 or 5, and they weren't hard. They were very simple. Everyone understood that was the rules. And if someone didn't follow the rules, they quickly understood that what they did was not appropriate because they went against the expectations. So they acclimated to the expectations of the classroom. And sometimes people acclimate to the expectations of society. So when you acclimate to society, it can be against your true mindset. It can be against your type of mentality when you're trying to figure out, okay, I want to be this person, right? I'm trying to identify as this person. I'm trying to be true to who I believe I should be, but everyone else is saying that this is the line. I can't cross it. This is where a lot of issues happen, right? Arguments, a lot of discrepancies in families breaking apart, relationships breaking apart, because the line in the sand was crossed or breached. Because we can draw a line in the sand, and the line in the sand can be a line that people maybe erase. Maybe they move closer to what they're trying to get, further away from what they get, as I was saying. But what I will say is, if you are not following true with what you want to do or what you believe in, people can walk all over you. And it's not so much in the aspect of a good walking over, like a back massage. This is like they're taking advantage of you. The line in the sand is those expectations, as I was just saying, is going to be the aspect of you saying, all right, this is my standard. And whichever it is, I'm not going to let people cross over me. This is the standard for my life, for my lifestyle, whatever. It sets you up for what you do next. One of the things I think about in the line of sands when I first say the mindset is, I'm not going to let people belittle me. I'm not going to let people tell me what to do. I'm not going to let people tell me what I can't do, because I have found that most people are living with limiting beliefs, and those limiting beliefs are stopping them from truly living life. They are just doing what they're told. They're just doing whatever is happening. But yet, there is an aspect to how they can grow. There is an aspect to what they can do. The issue with limiting beliefs is that you don't necessarily know someone is giving them to you unless you understand a lot about mindset and a lot about limiting beliefs. So I have a line in the sand when it comes to limiting beliefs. If someone says, I can't do something, most likely I'm going to do it anyway. Most likely I'm going to prove them wrong. Now, this is not always to say that if someone says that I can't do something because I shouldn't be doing something, I'm not going to listen. There's a difference between learning, listening, and understanding. Because if I'm trying to learn why this person said that, first have to understand maybe their backstory. And then, do I listen? It's up to me. I get to make that choice. For some people, they just have a hard time being listeners, being learners, and trying to figure out what other people are thinking. Most of the time, they just kind of do what they do, and then eventually they step in a landmine. I have a whole article and blog on that about people setting landmines, and then you step on something, and all of a sudden you're like, wait, what happened? Mine was hidden in the sand, but the person never really set their boundaries. So it's kind of like, oh, you used to do this, and then all of a sudden, now it's an issue. The problem with just being so wishy-washy with that is that you can't be truly who you need to be if you're always fluctuating. Let's say you want to be a person who's focused on personal development. You're probably not going to just start doing drugs and start talking about hurting yourself because you had a bad day. Personal development is talking about those bad days and saying, okay, I'm going to pay attention to them. How can I be better the next day? We can think of it as a 1% rule. We can think of it as small baby steps. We can think about it as making pivots. Whatever it is, we learn from our mistake. We learn and we have a goal. For some reason, people just have a hard time understanding that there's going to be expectations that other people are going to have. There's expectations on me in the marriage, but it doesn't necessarily mean that I feel restricted, that I feel confined. It doesn't feel like I'm in jail or anything. I just understand that there is this. There is that line in the sand in a relationship. There is that line in the sand with my clients. There is that line in the sand with my family. I understand where it is. And I find that the most issues that happen when you have relationships going away, family ties breaking apart, friendships dissipating, it's because that line in the sand has been breached. It's that line in the sand has been crossed for some reason, or it has happened again and again, and the person is just fed up, is sick and tired of it. And if you are that person on the receiving end, you are just going to say, this does not feel good. Let me stop. Sometimes I know in the gym, they say no pain, no gain, but there's good pain and then there's bad pain in the gym. If you feel like something is really hurting, like a pinching pain in the gym, it's a bad pain. If you feel like your arm is getting tired because you're doing bicep curls and there's no pinching pain, but your arm is becoming more fatigued, it's a good pain. The same can be true in life. Growth hurts. Growth does not feel good sometimes. If you have a kid, my son, for example, right now is getting all his teeth in. You can see he's in physical pain. It does not feel good. He's irritable, a lot of drool everywhere. But guess what? He's growing. That is life. In a sense, we have to grow through pain in order to become the people we need to be. And sometimes the line in the sand can be in the wrong place. Most of the time, people draw the line in the sand where they feel most comfortable, where they need to be, where their lifestyle is just enough, right? Because if they go below it or they go past that line in the sand, like, oh, this doesn't feel good. Let me go back. And they go back. What happens next is either they stay there and they say, okay, good. I am back to normal. Or they say, I don't want that to happen again. I want to elevate myself. So even if I fall a little bit again, I am nowhere near this. That line essentially should be your rock bottom. This is something that I know people don't think about. And this is why the line in the sand mindset is so powerful. If you create a line in the sand and you say, these are my expectations, right? These are just the bare bone, everything I need to survive, to be happy, to be satisfied, whatever you want to consider it, that is the line. You should do everything in your power to elevate yourself past that line. You should say, I'm going to push myself. I'm going to be a whole new person. I'm going to give myself a whole new lifestyle. So if I ever fall, it will be nowhere close to this line. It will never be close to this rock bottom. But the problem with rock bottom is most people think that rock bottom is rock bottom, but actually rock bottom is actually way, 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 way more than what they think it is. They lose a relationship, a job. Oh, rock bottom. I hate rock bottom, right? They lose a dog, family member, whatever. Rock bottom, right? They're super sad. But that's not rock bottom. Most people don't hit rock bottom, true rock bottom. They still have a house, maybe. They still have a car. They still have the clothes on their back. They still have maybe food to eat, maybe money in their wallet, maybe family that can take care of them or help them, or people who still love them. They have not truly hit rock bottom. They just have gone past that line in the sand that was their rock bottom initially, or should have been. What I'm saying is, if you want to elevate in your life, you find that line in the sand that is your rock bottom, essentially. It is a place where you can be fully happy in. You could be fully content. This is where I'm living. This is life. I am fully ecstatic. This feels good or good enough. But what I'm saying is, you should learn how to elevate yourself past that. The issue that I see with many people when they start to draw lines in the sands is that they're so wishy-washy with where the line in the sand is. It's almost like if someone disrespects you, do you say something immediately? Most people are going to say, I don't want anyone to disrespect me. This is my line in the sand. And they erase it the moment someone disrespects them. They don't say anything. Why? There can be several reasons. The first reason is that it's not really a big deal at the moment. Second reason can be the person is someone of power, friend maybe, and you don't want to terminate the relationship, so you are just going to kind of take a step back. Third is that you don't understand your self-worth. So you're like, well, it's okay if someone belittles me sometimes. It could be a mixture of them. It could be just one of them. I mean, what I will say is that the line in the sand should be non-negotiable. And if you start to negotiate it, people are going to see that, oh, well, it's okay, right? Because they say, takers will keep on taking until there's nothing left to take, and givers will keep on giving until there's nothing left to give. There is no clear defining line for that taker to understand, okay, I took enough. Unless the giver says, you know what, this is it. So, for example, if you have a friend who asks for money, guess what? You're going to say that this is it. I'm not going to give you any more money. If you have someone who keeps on asking for favors and you're overextending yourself, you're going to say, this is the last favor I'm doing for you. Because now you're setting the expectation. You're drawing that line in the sand. And if you can't draw that line in the sand for whatever reason, relationship, career, family, people you see on the street, I mean, I know we have the golden rule, right? Treat others as you would want to be treated. But just because that's the case, it doesn't mean that people are going to automatically do that, especially if they're coming from a place that is driven by emotion only. If you are in your emotions, you're probably not going to be thinking clearly most of the time. Think of like love. They say that when you're in love or something, the brain is saying, remember the last time, you know, this was happening, and then like it didn't work out, and then the heart's all beat up and the brain's all beat up and everyone's all beat up, because it's like they're going against each other. Like, which one do you listen to, the brain or the heart? And when you have emotions, you do have to put them in their proper places. Think of the line in the sand, because if your emotions are going to elevate you, then it's probably a good emotion to have. But if it's going to maybe make you erase that line in the sand and take it a step back so someone else can maybe be right just on that line or before that line, it's probably not a good emotion to have. So there's going to be good emotions, bad emotions. There's going to be good aspects and bad aspects to the line in the sand. But what I can tell you is that you want to draw this line in the sand so you can understand what you're going to allow people to do and what you're going to push yourself to do. So the line in the sand mindset is going to be defining your boundaries for taking action if someone breaches it or if you are not showing up. Because if you get close to the line, think of it as the line is a laser. And if you step past that line, you're going to like get chopped up. And I don't want you to get chopped up. I want you to thrive. I want you to prosper. I want you to grow. But If someone else crosses that line, they get chopped up, right? So good on them, maybe, right? But you have to understand life is dynamic. And this blog, this read right here is going to be helping you understand the intricacies of the line in the sand mindset, how you can use it to your benefit, what you need to do to make sure other people understand the aspect of this is the line, they must respect it. And if they don't respect it, they're going to fear it. So many different aspects in this. The essence is you want to be the person that you need to be so you can fulfill your destiny. And the way you do that is by creating expectations and setting boundaries. So all in all, the line in the sand mindset is literally just talking about how you can be focused on what you need to do. If you are trying to do things and it's not working out in your favor, most likely you don't have clear expectations for yourself or for others. What you need to do is take some time today to create expectations for yourself. Those expectations can be, all right, I'm going to wake up in the morning. I'm going to do some journaling. I'm going to do some meditation. I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to eat a healthy breakfast. I'm not going to go get fast food. Those can be expectations, right? They can be guidelines. They can be the line in the sand. You might say that my line in the sand is I'm never going to be over a certain type of weight, or I'm never going to be below a certain type of money in my bank account. It can be that too, right? It could be the danger zone. However, the word never can be a bit tricky, right? Again, you do just want to set the limit for your comfort, right? You should always be pushing past your comfort. The line in the sand should be your comfort level. It should be your rock bottom, but then you should always try to elevate that. It's not just your lifestyle. It's not just the moment. It is exactly what you want it to be. And if you are struggling with finding out what that line should be for you, head over to reverendconcepts.com, give us a call, give us a message, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you about where your line should be for yourself or what type of lifestyle that you're looking to get. And then from there, you can truly begin to live life more fully because you can understand one simple aspect that the line that you have drawn for yourself and for others is not to be reached or to not even get close to. So if you start to see that you're getting close to the line, oh, I got to push myself a little bit more. Oh, if other people are starting to get close to the line, let them know. Saying, hey, just want to warn you, if this happens, this is going to happen, right? There's no secret to the line in the sand. Let people know your expectations. Let people understand who you are. And then what happens is people are going to understand and they're going to respect you because the confidence that you exude because you have set those boundaries are going to be something that people are going to appreciate. So whether they think you're a B word or you are a type of person who's mean or whatever, let them think that. At the end of the day, they're going to respect you. And at the end of the day, they're going to do exactly what you need them to do, not cross that line. My name is Michael Reardon. I'm a mindset coach. If you have any questions, email me coachinginsession@gmail.com. And I'll see everyone on the next episode of Coaching in Session. Until then, everyone take care.